Global Reporting Initiative, GRI. Sustainability reporting has emerged as an important tool within an overall supply chain management strategy. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, is a network-based organization that pioneered the world's most widely used sustainability reporting framework. The GRI is committed to the framework's continuous improvement and application worldwide. In order to ensure the highest degree of technical quality, credibility, and relevance, the reporting framework was developed through a consensus-seeking process with participants drawn globally from business, civil society, labor, and professional institutions. The GRI also has strategic partnerships with the United Nations, the UNGC, ISO, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. In effect, the GRI is helping businesses develop sustainability and reverse logistics key performance indicators to assess and improve their environmental performance. This form of self-regulation may reduce the need for new laws and regulations. GRI reporting framework. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, reporting framework is the framework that sets out the principles and performance indicators organizations can use to measure and report their human rights, labor environment, and anti-corruption practices and outcomes. The framework lays out the principles and indicators that organizations can use to measure and report their economic, environmental, and social performance. The cornerstone of the framework is the Sustainability Reporting Standards. GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards. The GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards transitioned from guidelines to being standards with a 2018 effective date. More topic-specific standards have been released since then. The aim is to help reporters prepare sustainability reports that provide reliable, relevant, and standardized information. Exhibit 8-14. GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards. As shown in Exhibit 8-14, the set of standards is made up of three universally applicable standards and a large set of topic-specific standards that are organized into three series. Universally applicable standards include GRI 1, 2, and 3. GRI 1, Foundation, sets out reporting principles that are the criteria to be used to guide your choices to achieve effective GRI reporting. GRI 2, General Disclosures, are the questions you answer in your report. This is the what to report part of the standard. GRI 3, Management Approach, is the how to report part of the standard. It addresses how to manage the topically applicable standards. It contains explanations of how to apply the reporting principles, how to prepare the information to be disclosed, and how to interpret the guideline concepts. It helps management to provide a narrative explanation of why a given topic is material, important enough to report on, describe the impact area boundaries, for example, scope, and management approach to addressing the impact areas. It also focuses on the gathering of the data in order to create a report that contains useful and comparable information. Topically applicable standards come in three series: GRI 200, Economic; GRI 300, Environmental; and GRI 400, Social. The consolidated set of standards also includes a GRI standards glossary. Purposes. The GRI reporting standards are an internationally recognized reporting format that can be used for any other organization's or government's requirements for reporting on economic, environmental, and social impacts. Another purpose is for voluntary sustainability reporting among supply chain members to manage sustainability risks and optimize supplier performance in order to build capacity, foster commitment to sustainability, improve performance and risk management, improve the flow of reliable sustainability information from supplier to buyer. Suppliers can proactively communicate their efforts, performance, and goals through a GRI sustainability report, enabling continuous improvement and closer engagement with buyers. Companies in business or industry associations can improve their sustainability performance, fostering a more stable and profitable climate for local and sectoral business groups. Reporting principles. GRI 101 includes 10 principles classified into two categories. Principles for defining report content. Stakeholder inclusiveness. Identify stakeholders and responses to their reasonable expectations and interests. Sustainability context. Relate performance in the wider context of sustainability. Materiality. Include aspects that are significant or would influence stakeholders' assessments and decisions. Completeness. Report on all aspects with significant impact so stakeholders can reasonably assess the period's performance. Principles for defining report quality. Accuracy. Use enough accuracy and detail for a fair assessment. Balance. Include both positives and negatives to be unbiased. Clarity. Make information understandable and accessible. Comparability. Use consistent methods to allow analysis of trends and competitive benchmarks. Reliability. Reporting methods and processes should be subject to examination of quality and materiality. Timeliness. Report on a regular schedule so stakeholders can make informed decisions. In accordance and reporting options. Adhering to the above reporting principles is the cornerstone of report transparency, so all organizations preparing reports should abide by them. To enable your sustainability report to claim to be prepared in accordance with the GRI standards, the organization must adhere to these principles with a focus on identifying all aspects that are material to your organization. It also must provide the required disclosures per GRI 102, including information on the context of the information being disclosed. Every topic considered material must be identified and reported upon, which includes identifying the boundaries for each topic. Boundaries are where the impacts occur and what parties are involved. That is, the standards expect reporting not only on direct activities, but on the relevant activities of others in the value chain. For every material topic, the organization must also disclose the management approach per GRI 103, topics and material impact analysis. Often companies are unsure what metrics to use to calculate the impacts they're having on specific topics, both to determine materiality and to determine how they are changing impact over time. Companies can begin by using the performance indicators developed by the Global Reporting Initiative or Employee Criteria from the Dow Jones Sustainability Index and the Carbon Disclosure Act. The UN Global Compact recommends that impact should be calculated at both the enterprise level and the product level on a regular basis. Ideally, over time, an organization will strive to identify its impacts that span multiple topics. A review of the boundaries can help show areas of overlap. For instance, by creating a new manufacturing facility that would provide stable employment for local residents, a company may inadvertently impact the local water supply it uses to cool its equipment. Based on the organization's assessment of risks, opportunities, and impacts, the company develops metrics and goals specific to the organization, and then creates a roadmap to execute its sustainability program. Exhibit 8-15 lists the topics in each GRI standard series. An organization's sustainability report presents information relating to just those topics deemed to be material. Summaries of each standard follow by topic area. Exhibit 8-15, Economic, Environmental, and Social Series of Standards. Source, Global Sustainability Standards Board, GSSB, Consolidated Set of GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards 2020. Economic. Economic sustainability refers to how the organization impacts the economic picture for stakeholders at local, national, and global levels. Economic performance reports organizational revenues, costs and expenses, payments to owners and taxes, and community investments. It also assesses organizational risks from climate change if the organization has pension obligations, and if it receives government assistance or tax advantages. Market presence discusses wages compared to minimum wage by gender and use of local senior management talent. Indirect economic impacts is about community reinvestment and positive and negative impact on local or other economies. Procurement practices discusses use of local suppliers. Anti-corruption is about corruption risk assessments, employee training, incidents, and responses. Anti-competitive behavior is about legal actions and outcomes regarding restraint of free trade. Tax is about approach to taxation, governance, risk management, and control of tax, and stakeholder engagement. Environmental. Environmental sustainability reports on the organization's impact on ecosystems, land, air, and water from its inputs, including energy and water, and its outputs, including emissions, effluents, and waste. Materials describes the type and amount of materials used and how much is from recycled sources. Energy relates to internal and external energy use, intensity of use, and reduction efforts both at the organization and in product energy requirements. Water and effluents is about water as a shared resource, water withdrawal, discharge and impacts, and consumption. Biodiversity relates to proximity to an impact on protected areas or endangered species and protection or restoration efforts. Emissions discusses greenhouse gases. Waste is about waste generation and impact, impact management, waste generated, and waste directed to / diverted from disposal. Environmental compliance refers to sanctions and fines paid. Supplier environmental assessment is about supplier environmental screening and event reporting. Social. The social series of standards reflects the impact the organization has on social systems, including labor law, human rights, health, safety, privacy, and socioeconomics. The basis for many of these social standards include the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the UN Declaration on the Right to Development, a UN declaration related to indigenous peoples' rights, and UN conventions on civil and political rights and economic, social, and cultural rights. Some UN International Labor Organization, ILO, conventions are drawn upon, including those on forced labor and child labor. The standards also use a number of national charters that protect human rights. Employment is about new hires, turnover, benefits for full-time versus part-time employees, and parental leave. Labor/management relations is about minimum notice periods for operational changes. Occupational health and safety is about having a system, identifying hazards and their risk, occupational health services, worker participation and training, promotion of worker health, prevention, workers who are covered injuries, and ill health. Training and education is about average hours of training, training programs, and performance reviews. Diversity and equal opportunity is about the diversity of employees and governance bodies and the ratio of pay between men and women. Non-discrimination is about incidents and corrective actions. Freedom of association and collective bargaining is about the level of support for rights of your or your supplier's employees to collectively bargain or associate. Child labor and forced or compulsory labor each identify risk of incidents and preventive measures. Security practices is about training security personnel on human rights. Rights of Indigenous Peoples addresses incidents and actions. Human rights assessment is a summary aspect on human rights. Local communities is about programs to engage, assess, and develop local communities as well as any negative impacts. Supplier social assessment is about screening suppliers and violations and responses. Public policy is about the size of political contributions and their recipients. Customer health and safety is about known areas for improvement and regulatory and voluntary non-compliance issues and outcomes. Marketing and labeling discloses mandatory labeling requirements, non-compliance incidents, and customer satisfaction survey results, whether banned or disputed products are sold, and regulatory or voluntary non-compliance and outcomes related to advertising, promotion, or sponsorship. Customer privacy is about substantiated breaches of privacy. Socioeconomic compliance is about product fines and sanctions. More information about the GRI and its reporting standards can be found in the Online Resource Center.